Becoming a well-rounded person in our modern society is no easy task, never mind finding your true purpose in the process. Thus, at School of Human Potential Radio, we invite world-renowned experts for a discussion on how to achieve both and lead a healthy, wealthy, and fulfilling life. Topics are all over the mind, body, and spirit spectrum, and guests range from Lisa Williams to Yakov Smirnoff and everyone in between. Listen live, call in, and allow us to help you reach your full potential. Here's your host, Alan Weisberg.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to School of Human Potential Radio. Tonight we have a very interesting topic, and usually we spend our time talking to experts from across the globe in trying to make you into a more well-rounded individual. And we talk about health, we talk about spirituality, we talk about finances and parenting and such. But tonight we thought we'd take a departure from that, because many people have been asking me the question of why would somebody be a host on an internet radio show? And instead of answering that question, we thought we'd just do a show on it and invite people, so you're not just hearing it from my subjective perspective, but you're hearing it from three others who are on radio, have been on radio for a while, and we can ask them those questions. Why are they on radio? What are they getting from it, with the exception of the fun of talking to everybody? And we broke it up into segments, so we're going to have first participant coming on in just a moment, and she's a wonderful, wonderful person. Her name is Blythe Lipman. I've had the pleasure of being on her show, and she has a wonderful radio program as well called Baby Instructions, and we'll talk to her in a second. After that, we'll bring on my life coach and an exceptional guy, Jaden Sterling. We'll ask him about his founded interest in radio and what transpired if he started doing it for himself and his practice. And then we'll wrap up with wonderful and beautiful Sandra Beck. And it'll be a fun show. Again, it's a live program, so if you'd like, please call in. So, Blythe, hi. Are you on with us at the moment? Do we have Blythe? Hello, Blythe. Okay, well, we're experiencing connection. This is a live radio, after all. So let's see if Sandra is online. Maybe we'll start with Sandy. Hi, Sandra.
I'm here. Hi, Alan. Thank you for having me today.
Thank you so much for being on. And I had the pleasure of being on your show as well. And I had a great amount of fun. And I thought I'd bring you on to reciprocate, if you will. All right, San. So I know who you are. You're an internet strategist extraordinaire, but why don't you tell us about yourself, what you do in general, and then we'll get into the radio part of it.
Sure. Well, I am a single mom of two elementary school age kids, and I'm sole supporting. So that means I don't get alimony. I don't have a paycheck other than what I can earn. And as every mom and, you know, parent knows, little kids need a lot of work and a lot of attention, and so I had to come up with some resources quickly to generate income, to bring clients into my work without me having to leave the house, because I live on a horse ranch very far away from a big city. So the idea that I could generate leads and generate income from a horse ranch was really, really vexing. And so I've maneuvered my way around, and along some bumps and bruises the last 8 years, I've been able to make a wonderful income and a life for myself and my kids. I've been able to be home with them. I can go to soccer practice. I can do all these things and make a big hefty house payment and a hefty car payment.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. And you get to live where you want to live. How about that?
I do. I like the night, the quiet, starry nights. And so, you know, anybody out there who is feeling trapped to a desk or trapped to an office or trapped to a location, it really doesn't have to be that way.
Perfect. Well, yeah, I found the same thing. I do not live on a horse ranch, but I wanted to make sure that I find a way to talk to different people and share the messages, share their wisdom. And this was my way of doing that. I didn't want to have initially a show that was just me being the expert. I wanted to be the host and bring other people on to share their life stories and how they have changed their lives for the better, so people can do the same. All right, let's get into some specifics. in terms of what people should be doing and what they can expect, because there are so many different radio stations out there. You know, there are people who are going to say, look, you know, AM or FM radio is where it's at, and internet radio doesn't do it for people. What can you tell people about that based on your experience?
Well, here's the thing. It depends on what you are looking for in building your business. If you want to create something that has legs, and by legs I mean, you know, you can generate income, you can generate leads, you can increase your visibility, increase your brand, you can establish yourself as a professional, there's nothing better from a cost-effective standpoint than internet radio. And the reason being, Alan, is that most of the time when you're on traditional radio, you're limited to a certain geographic. You're limited to a certain demographic. And one of the things about internet radio is it's packaged very differently, and it's a super handy, super effective marketing tool that traditional radio just can't touch.
Mm-hmm. And what about price points? Again, when I checked into it, I found AM and FM radio to be quite expensive. With internet radio, there are certainly places that they can be extremely expensive. But for the most part, I found it to be much better in terms of price. Has that been your experience as well?
Absolutely. Traditional radio is prohibitively expensive, and it's heavily advertising driven. So, you know, the times that I've appeared on traditional radio, I find sometimes my competitors, you know, sometimes competing products are advertised, you know, on my own show or my own appearance. And that was really tough for me when you're shelling out a lot of dough. And so, you know, when you're looking at the market that we have, we're in a struggling market. So we have to be really smart about where we allocate our dollars and where we allocate our time. Traditional radio, you are stuck to a time slot a lot of times. And when you're first starting out in your business, you don't get prime time slots, and it costs a lot of money. And if you want the good time slots, it costs you a lot of money. And so it just doesn't work. It's not a revenue model. It's very, very difficult to even break even using traditional radio.
Yeah, and I've heard, you know, when I talk to people about the internet radio and the pay-to-play model, people are wondering, well, listen, why should I pay for radio? If I am a host and I have something to say, people need to be paying me because I have something to bring to the table. And I certainly understand that, and I started out thinking the same way, but unfortunately, I found that that's not exactly how it works. What have you found?
Well, I found that I'm not Larry King, okay? Between you and me, I'm not Larry King. So, you know, people don't know who I am. So even though I think I'm great to listen to, why would people pay to listen to me? That's ego speaking. But I'm here to tell you that what I do is not about ego. What I do is I use my internet radio as a tool. It's a tool just like newspaper advertising, you know, like any other sort of traditional magazine advertising, television advertising, you name it. My internet radio show is a tool for business. I have very specific desires for that business, and that is to make money, to increase my reach, to bring clients to me, and to establish myself as a professional. So we got to be clear about what your goals are.
Exactly. And I think that's a very valid point. You need to establish what your goals are, but it's also you need to look at it differently. If people are looking at it, oh, well, I have to spend this much money, and we're going to get into the different places that people can go to, you know, and the difference potentially between you know, Blog Talk Radio and some of the you know, other vendors like BBS, Voice America, Togi, and you know, Transformational Talk Radio. There are so many of them out there.
Hi,
is this Blythe?
Yes, it works.
Oh, it works. You're back on. All right, we'll talk to you in just a moment. We're continuing on with Sandra. So what I have found when I'm speaking to people is that they really need to change their perspective, because internet radio is really just a form of advertising. You can take and spend whatever amount of money that you're willing to spend on Facebook ads or Google AdWords or anything else. Or you can take that money and you can be on radio. You can have your regular time slot. You can have podcasts, which are available forever. You can do advertising and monetize your show, which we'll get into in a few minutes. And you can spend that money much more wisely, because a banner is not you speaking to everybody and allowing them to speak back to you. So it's just another way of advertising, but in my opinion, much better one.
Huge, huge. You know, I look at people all the day, Alan, you know, and they will think nothing of dropping three bills, you know, $300 on a luxury car lease because it gives them, you know, whatever it is they think it gives them, or they show their clients that they're successful. But then they balk at paying $300 or $500 a month to be on an internet radio advertising program that generates you money. You know, so it's all about how you want to allocate your dollars. I got rid of my big fancy Lexus SUV. I bought a, you know, mean old mom minivan for a fraction of the cost, and I leveraged that money that I was spending in there. I found a chunk of dough so that I could turn around and afford to put myself on the radio when things first started. So it's all about how you want to spend your money and what you want to do with your radio show.
Perfect. All right. Now that we have Blythe on, let's switch to Blythe for a moment. Hi, Blythe.
Hi, and Alan.
Again, everybody,
hi, Sandra.
We have.
Hi, Blythe.
Thanks. Thanks for joining us. Sorry, it's live radio. It's internet radio. Sometimes you have technical issues. No big deal. Blythe, tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get into your radio experiences.
Well, I am a baby and toddler expert, and I coach parents, and I have two websites, and I have my radio show, and I've set up lots of infant and toddler rooms and preschools throughout the valley. I have over 35-plus years of experience, and I'm taking care of over 1,000 babies, toddlers, and their parents.
All at the same time, I imagine.
All 1,000 of them in the same room. No. Wouldn't that be fun? No, and I thought I've had lots of experience, and I have my radio show, which I love to do.
Perfect. And as I mentioned at the beginning, I had the pleasure of being on your radio show, and I think, Sandra, I love you, but I think the show that we did with Blythe, that was the most fun that I've had being a guest on the radio program.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, thank you. What a compliment, because I try to make it fun. You know, I want it to be just like this, fun, but get out the information in a fun way.
Yeah, it was a ton of fun. Everybody, I highly suggest that you listen to Sandra and Blythe and Jaden, who we'll have on in a few minutes. Yes, it's a plug, and I do really like all three. That's why I'm plugging them. All right, Blythe, we're going to take a commercial break in a few minutes. But before we go, wanted to ask about your experience on the radio. How long have you been doing internet radio? What have you found, and why do you still do it?
Well, today was my 210th show.
Wow.
And I do it because, first of all, I can help new and expectant parents, toddler parents, grandparents, but it's a great way to get my brand out to the public and to be able to help everybody. And I have such wonderful guests like you that I can network with, and we all help each other. And also, you know, Alan, I love the fact that it allows me to have social media presence, and I'm able to link back to the show. So if something current happens in 3 months and you talked about it on the air, I can go back to the show, you know, indefinitely because it's on iTunes. And it brings, you know, opens lots of business opportunities that I would otherwise not be exposed to because of all my wonderful guests that we all share with each other. And it's so much fun. I just love it.
Perfect. All right. Well, we will dive into those business opportunities and let people know what you can expect if you actually do go into radio when we come back after these messages. Please stay with us.
If you need help getting free from your past in order to clearly see the present so you can set your course and live your essence, I've got great news for you. Radio talk show host, author, inspirational speaker, and life purpose coach Alan Vaisberg is waiting to help you recalibrate your life. At recalibrateyourlife.com, you'll find the 5 simple steps Alan will lead you through to help you reach the place in life that has been eluding you. Restore, renew, and recalibrate today at recalibrateyourlife.com.
Are you tired of all of the negativity in children's fiction? Does your child suffer from night terrors or frequent bad dreams? Do you wish there was a series for your child to read that is fun and inspirational? The Wishflower Field, Marie's Triumph, is a fanciful book that not only entertains, but builds inner strength. Join the many that have seen the difference this positive book has made in the way their children handle fear. The Wishflower Field is truly a series that appeals to all ages and empowers within. Visit thewishflowerfield.com for your copy today. That's thewishflowerfield.com.
And welcome back to School of Human Potential Radio, where tonight we're speaking about radio. Pun very well intended. We're speaking about radio because we had lots of questions from people that were wondering, why do people go on internet radio? Why do they become hosts? What do they get out of it? Because it's certainly not an inexpensive venture. And I invited three wonderful guests who have done this and are continuing to do it and have experienced wonderful results from it in their business and in personal lives. So we are continuing our conversation with Blythe Lipman and Sandra Beck. And we're targeting to get Jaden Sterling on shortly. He'll be on soon. All right. So Blythe and Sandra, both of you are on. Let's talk about reach. Right. When we talk about internet radio, I hear often from people, well, it doesn't have the reach because AM radio has the reach and they have the thousands of listeners, whereas AM radio doesn't have the reach. You don't have the people that actually listen to your programs. Maybe somebody downloads it once in a while, but the reach is not there. How do you respond?
I'll say something. No. Mm-hmm. You know what? Last month, I'm heading towards 50,000 listeners and downloads of my podcast. So you reach so many people. And it's a great way to reach them because when you pull up the shows, you know, you can listen to our shows on all the different devices. You know, whether you're at the gym, whether you're waiting for somebody at an appointment. It's just, you know, we're all so busy and people don't have time to just sit down and listen to a show. So you do reach all these listeners because it's easy to pull us up.
Nice. And just to clarify, it's 50,000 listeners per month?
Per month.
That's amazing numbers. Sandra, how about you since we're talking numbers here?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Like, you know, I've got 86,000 downloads on my military show. I have about 45 to 50,000 on my motherhood syndication show, and then I've got another 50 on my Powered Up Talk Radio. So I hit almost 187,000 unique listeners each month, and these are global listeners. I'm in 26 different countries. So what's really great about the internet is if you put products up on the internet that are for sale, even a 99-cent ebook. You know, I put a client's ebook up there a year ago, and he made $37,000 the first couple months, and then he made $56,000 in $1 downloads globally. Because, you know, PayPal doesn't care where the money comes from. Their downloads, you know, a buck is a buck wherever it comes in, and at the end of the day, it's greenbacks in your wallet. So, you know, where can you get that for a couple hundred bucks a month? Advertising, I don't know.
That's amazing. And yeah, in terms of these numbers, that's obviously something that people can be striving for. And how long did it take to get to those numbers would be a good question to ask.
Blythe, what did it take for you? Maybe a half a year to get the numbers rolling?
You know, it didn't even take that long. Maybe 4 months, 4 or 5 months. And, you know, it all has to, it's connected to social media. You know, everything is connected. But my God, Sandra, those are great numbers. I want to clap. Yay. And you work hard to get those numbers. But so much fun.
It is. And when we talk about working hard, just to be clear here, mm-hmm. I spend probably, you know, 2 to 3 hours a week between my three radio shows. And that's including airtime.
Wow. So there's no, you know, necessary preparation where you have to spend, you know, a couple of hours every day to get ready for your weekly one-hour show.
No, there's a formula. And I put the onus on my guests to provide me things or I don't give them an air date.
Okay.
So, and I do the same. You know what? I do the same. And I have one show and I spend about an hour. And I make sure the thing that helps me is I always make sure I have a script because at the beginning of my show, I do current events and recalls. And, you know, we all do our shows different, but I find an hour. So you're not spending hours on end every day. Sandra, that's a good point.
Very nice. Well, two heads are better than one. So are three. And let's bring on the fourth. Let's see if we can get Jaden Sterling on. Jaden, are you here?
Hi, Ellen. I am. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. Well, you're on with me, obviously, and you're on with Sandra and Blythe. Everybody say hello.
Hello.
Hi, Sandra. Hi, Blythe. I've enjoyed listening to the show so far. I'm learning a lot. You guys are amazing.
Perfect. Well, you are amazing. And for everybody, here's another plug. I love, love, love Jaden Sterling. He's been instrumental in my transitioning from the corporate IT world into the world of all other possibilities and startups and my personal growth. And Jaden, love you, buddy.
Oh, thank you. Love you too, buddy. You've been one of my biggest success stories ever.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful to hear. I'll take that. Thank you. Jaden, okay. So let's step back for a second with all the compliments. Tell people a little bit about yourself, and then let's dive into your radio experience.
Sure. I'd be happy to. So I, like you, was in corporate America during the, the decade of my 20s, and knew that there was something much more out there for me. I felt like I was being held back, and I didn't feel like I was really making the difference in people's lives that I wanted to make. So I retired at 31, and that was 15 years ago, and I haven't looked back since. And now, what I do is work with professionals like yourself who are looking to make the leap from their job or corporate, corporate America into doing what they love, really following their heart's desires and discovering what their soul's purpose is.
Perfect. And that's obviously where you've been very helpful to me, and forever grateful for that. In terms of your radio, I know you've been on radio for quite a while, and you have a wonderful show, which everybody should be listening to. Tell us about that.
Sure, I'd be happy to. It started early. I started January of 2011, and I jokingly say, I'm married with kids, and I jokingly say that I started my show because I wanted to be able to have a conversation where I wasn't interrupted. So that's really why I started it. I just wanted to talk because I didn't get a word in edgewise in the house here. So I started the show, and it took a while. I didn't have the success that your other guests have. It took a while to build my audience, and I think that was actually perfect for me because it also allowed me to fine-tune my message that I was sharing with people. So it's really been instrumental in helping me grow my business and also develop my, the message that I have for my audience.
Perfect. And I know that you're utilizing the Blog Talk radio, which has gotten, incredible results. It has some pluses and minuses, but I really wanted to highlight that part because people who are getting started in radio. Of course, there are other platforms, there are live producers, there are so many other things you can do, but you can do Blog Talk and still be successful and still get great results. So can you talk about that part of your strategy?
Yeah, the only reason I went to Blog Talk was because it was easy for me, and I didn't have, there was no politics involved with it. It was just me, my weekly show, and it just seemed like a pretty good fit initially, and I've stayed with them. But also, I think the thing that's been most helpful for me is getting on other, syndicating through other, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, and iTunes has been the biggest bang for me in terms of getting my building my audience and getting my show out there as well.
Perfect. And you said that it obviously helped your business. What did you see, and how were you able to quantify that? Did you have people that are calling you and saying, "Hey, I listened to your show, and that's why I'm calling you"? Were there situations like that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's really helped me on many, many levels. I've been thinking about the way it has helped me ever since you asked me to be on the show. And the thing that occurred to me was initially when I started the show, I made a list of, I called it my wish list for my guests. And it was people whose work inspired me and motivated me, and I followed their work, and it made a difference in my life. And I said, I made a list of 10 people of who I wanted to have conversations with, and I reached out to all of them, and within 3 months, I had 90% of them. 9 out of 10 were booked on my show, and that was really powerful for me because it set the pace for my show and the quality of guests that I had. And the reason I'm saying this is because it really made a difference in the also in my audience, my listenership, and I've also formed friendships with all of those people from my show because they've been repeat guests. I've met them at conferences, and now I've been doing projects with them too. So it's been amazing. I can't stress enough how powerful having being a radio show host is for people who are in the expert industry. You know, they're building their platform. And whenever I bring a new client on who's working their way through this process, I always recommend that they start their own show, because it's such a powerful way for them to clarify their vision, for them to commit to, you know, on a weekly basis, if not more frequently, to building their audience. And it's one of the best things I've ever done.
Perfect. And you bring up an excellent point, which certainly takes me back to some of the guests that I have had a chance of talking to. You know, one person who I talked to who I had no idea that I would even have a conversation with is one of my favorite comedians. I came to the United States and I was listening to him, Yakov Smirnov. And by being on the radio, because you're media and being a radio host, you don't realize this, but now all of a sudden you have an access. You have a door, because people want to be on the radio. They want to be interviewed on the radio. They are getting publicity for themselves, their books, their projects, and what have you. So ability to call up, you know, Yakov Smirnov's people and say, I'd love to have you on the radio. Yakov was kind enough to agree. I have no idea if I would ever have the opportunity to speak to him, but I did because of this. And just those opportunities are priceless.
You're absolutely right, Alan. It's amazing. You know, and then the more they know you and get to know your work and, you know, whatever happens, a friendship builds or you collaborate on a project together, that would not have happened without that platform of the radio show.
Yeah, countless examples of that for myself. I'm assuming Blythe, Sandra, you've had similar situations.
I have, and you know what? It's funny because you think you can't get somebody on radio, and they're so excited to be on the radio.
Yeah.
So you're right. I mean, that's what they say. They say, "Really? You want me on the radio?" And it's like, "Yeah, great, of course."
Yeah, and Jaden, I think it was you who was telling me the story that many people have radio as a way that they're growing their business, not by being a host, but by appearing on the radio. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the creator of or author of the wonderful book Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, John Gray, I think is his name. If I'm mistaken, please let me know. And I think his strategy was he needed to appear on a radio show every week or every day. And that's how he got his audience. Am I correct in that?
Alan, you're 100% correct. Yeah, it was John Gray. And it was every day for a year that he appeared on radio. And he became, as we know, New York Times bestseller.
Wow. So, yeah, it's there are so many different benefits. And obviously, ability to speak to people like John Gray. So, Sandra, I know that you wanted to add something in terms of the guest that you had on.
I'm sorry, I missed that. There was noise in the back. Can you repeat the question, Alan? I apologize.
Yeah, we were talking about the ability to get incredible guests and form relationships with people who are coming into your radio station. What have been some of your experiences of the people that you had a chance to speak to, and then what happened afterwards?
Okay, well, I'm going to make you guys laugh because, you know, as the single mom with two little kids, I have invited every time I have a problem. I don't care if it's in my business, with my kids, in my personal life. I find whatever expert I need to answer my own personal questions.
I love it.
To come
awesome.
On. And I joke about it. I'm like, this is Sandra's free personal therapy hour or Sandra's free personal legal hour, because the questions I have are questions everybody else has. So first of all, I get expert information, you know, just for being on my show. And a lot of times I become friends with them after. So they'll say, oh, give me a call if you have a question. Well, you know what? I take them up on that. But the other thing it does is it opens wonderful doors, especially in my military career. I get calls from generals. I get calls from people to make appearances, to come give awards. I was flown to out to New York last year for L'Oreal to give some awards. I get to meet people. I get to shake their hands. I get to look them in the eye. I can tell them my story. I can give them my card. I can show them my products. If you believe in what you do and you truly love people, which I do, you will have a ball because you'll get to go places you can only dream of because people want to meet you and they want to be on your show.
Perfect. Yeah, that's I've experienced something similar. I haven't had a chance to be invited and travel anywhere yet, but you know, I'm going back to another example, Lisa Williams, who I consider a mentor and a friend. I met her briefly, and she was kind enough to sign the book. And I dared to ask this famous, wonderful person if she would appear on my brand new radio show, on which I've had three or four shows at that time. And she said, absolutely. And I think she was my guest number six. And since then, I've gone to her classes. We've met many times, and she's been instrumental in my career. So these things are possible for anybody, regardless of how long you have the show, what your reach is, because as long as you're out there, people will find you and they'll be kind enough to appear on your program.
You know, Alan, can I say something?
Please, please, Blythe, go ahead.
You know, I found too that people will say to me, I could never have a show. You know what? I couldn't have a show. And once they're a guest on the show, I don't know if you've all found this, but once they're a guest on the show, they are, that's it. They're ready to have a show. They go, I can do this, and it's not so hard, and I wasn't that nervous. And once they hear the podcast, I mean, it really, it's not scary. I have to say that. It's not scary. It's great.
Because all we're doing is we're having a conversation. You hear
exactly.
Nothing. Right. I mean, look at this particular program. There's nothing scripted. You know, we're not going back and forth between questions. We're just having a conversation, which we're allowing other people to listen in on or call and ask questions. There is nothing more natural than this. You do this with your friends all the time. Now you just get a chance to do that over the airwaves with people that you may not have known before. It's just a conversation.
And yeah, I have one thing to add to that, and it's so true, and that's a good point, is that it also having our own show, and I'm sure, I wonder if Sandra and Blythe have found this as well, and you probably have, Alan, but it's allowed me to be a much better guest on other people's radio shows.
Yeah, I certainly found that. Blythe, Sandra, what about you?
I absolutely agree. And you know what? And it's helped me in so many different ways because I've had the opportunity to be on TV a number of times with all my baby props. And you know what? It's really helped me a lot. It gives you that confidence that you need when you first think, the first show I thought, I can't do this either. I was like everybody else. And then I went, whoa, I'm going to keep doing this.
Exactly.
Well, and it also teaches you to get to the point, like, and to say funny things and to say what I call sound bites. I've been quoted in so many magazines and websites and things just for the funny things I said. And, you know, if I hadn't learned how to, like, you know, get my skills, you know, on my own show, I wouldn't have been able to pop out these little gems on the air and then get quoted, which just builds your business.
Very true. All right. We have many other things to discuss, and we'll kind of go through a list of the different thing, different people and different types of experts that the shows would be a good idea for. But I wanted to take a break. Also wanted to invite people to call in if you have any questions. Phone number is 888-429-5471. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Alan Weisberg with Recalibrate Your Life, and I help people like you find their soul purpose, align with it, and gain the balance that you seek. But don't take my word for it. Take my clients.
Alan, what can I say but wow? I've always had so many questions on whether I'm on the right path, am I fulfilling my life's mission? These are questions that I assume have been pondered by everyone since the beginning of time. However, the gift that you possess has helped me immensely. It confirmed my need to be artistic, my need to help others so much. I can't even explain the experience. It confirms so much more than I can describe in this small note of appreciation. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak, allowing me to release my inner thoughts, and most importantly, for confirming and leading me to what I always believed but was not confident enough to believe in. Thank you. Trust me, this was hard for me to do, but I do know that God has blessed us with various gifts, and you have an amazing gift. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You, like all of my clients, deserve to live in alignment with your soul purpose. To begin your journey, visit recalibrateyourlife.com or call 800-323-1619. And don't hesitate. Recalibrate. Becoming a well-rounded person in our modern society is no easy task, never mind finding your true purpose in the process. Thus, at School of Human Potential Radio, we invite world-renowned experts for a discussion on how to achieve both and lead a healthy, wealthy, and fulfilling life. Topics are all over the mind, body, and spirit spectrum, and guests range from Lisa Williams to Yakov Smirnoff and everyone in between. Listen live, call in, and allow us to help you reach your full potential. And welcome back to School of Human Potential Radio, where tonight we're talking about radio, why people should do it, why would they actually have a show and host an internet radio show, for that matter. I keep repeating myself. At this point, I sound like Austin Powers. Allow myself to introduce myself. All right, there we are. So before we left off, we continued talking about the reasons why certain professions or why people would actually have it. And a thought came to mind because I had this question asked before of public speakers, people who are motivational speakers or keynote speakers. The first thing that they're worried about as they're starting their career, do I actually have something to say for the next 45 minutes or an hour and a half? Well, guess what? Being on the radio and talking into the void where you may not have any people who are calling you and you're just the only one speaking, that's a wonderful training ground for you to have because you're not seeing anybody's faces. You have no idea how the material is going over. And this is you on the radio live. There is no better way to learn. I know, Jaden, you do a lot of speaking. Have you found that enhanced your abilities?
Yeah, definitely. It has allowed me to, like I said earlier, really solidify my message, as I'm preparing for a show. And I do a lot of solo shows where it's me talking. And that has also led to me developing speeches. And yeah, so it all intermingles, it's all like a beautiful way to expand the platform, for a speaker or whomever, it really does help get that message out. And then I also listen to the replays of my shows too, to figure out, all right, well, what can I improve on or are there anything that I'm missing? And I listen to other people's podcasts too, and hear how they're handling their show and how they're presenting their information and how they handle guests. And it's all so amazing. I like I said earlier, I highly recommend people have their own show. I think it's at least for a year, 1 year, be diligent and about it for a year. And then you can decide, well, either you want to keep it up or not, but I think it's great training ground.
Perfect. Sandra, how about you? I know you also do public speaking, and then Blythe, we'll get to you in a second.
I do. And I will say it has made me a better public speaker for two reasons. One, it took the fear out of things, and it made me really focus on my message and focus on, like my audience, because you're not in front of live people. You can't make goofy faces. You can't do anything but change your voice inflection or change your word choice. So it has forced me, by the sheer nature of not having to like fix my hair and get dressed up, as part of the dog and pony show, that it's forced me to become a better speaker, more eloquent, funnier, better word choice, entertaining voice inflection, up and down. All those things never would have happened if I hadn't been put on the radio.
Yeah, and like for, I love baseball, and let's use a baseball analogy. When you're a pitcher, sometimes you feel great, sometimes your arm doesn't feel as good, but you still have to perform. Being on the radio, sometimes you're eloquent, sometimes you're not. Sometimes thoughts come into your mind, other times you're struggling. This is a perfect training ground for you if you're a public speaker of any kind. It doesn't have to be a public speaker or a motivational speaker. You could just be a person doing presentations at work, or, I was an IT professional doing trainings. And I had to be up there in front of people talking about IT stuff and trying to make that palatable and funny so people are not going to get bored to death for the 8 hours that they're in a class. So all of that is wonderful training ground. Blythe, any particular experiences that you found that were helpful in this area for you?
Well, I have to say it's all really helpful. But the one thing that is such a plus about learning how to be a public speaker, for me, is that you can be yourself. And like Jaden, I listen to my podcast, and I also listen to other people's podcasts, and I will bring things in. But you know what? Sandra's saying, you know, you don't make funny faces, but while you're doing radio, you can sit in your office and make funny faces. Or sometimes when the music is on, before I get on, I'm sitting in my chair dancing. I probably won't have a radio show after this. But but you can be yourself. And, you know, I think sometimes there's a fear that you have to appear not intellectual, but you have to appear like you know exactly what you're talking about and choose exactly the right words. But you know what? Whatever you say are the right words. If you're yourself, you just have to relax and get your message out there about your business or whatever you're talking about and have a good time and not worry about, you know, how the words sound.
Exactly, because it's a very personal platform. You're in people's ears. It's just you and them. They're not looking on the screen. They're not now part of the huge audience. They're just listening to you. There is nothing more personal than just having that conversation. Be yourself, because people will hear that inflection in your voice. If you're monotone and you're speaking like this and you're preaching down to them, they will not listen. You have to be yourself. Some people will like you. Yeah.
You know, you have to remember, too, if somebody is tuning into your show, mm-hmm. they want to hear you. They're not doing it because they don't have anything to do. Right. So what you say is important, and they're there because they want to be there. So remember that. You're the authority on whatever your expertise is. So just enjoy and get your message out, having fun.
And that's like the most important thing that you've said today is have fun. You don't have to be the brightest bulb in the chandelier. You don't have to be the funniest comedian on the stage. But if you love it, and think about people you've met in your life, when they love what they do, they radiate and you're drawn to them like a magnet. So if you're loving what you're doing, you're in the right place. If you hate it, if it's a chore, if you can't think of anything to say and it doesn't work for you, not the place for you. But if you love it, that's, to me, when people ask me, what's the secret of your success? I love what I do.
Exactly. Great point.
Yeah. And, you know, just to throw another profession in there that'll work really nicely with this before we go to some numbers is improv. When I was studying improv or when I was studying acting, I found radio to be amazing because you can't guide. I mean, you can ask certain questions and you're trying to guide the person that you're speaking with. But the most natural conversations are by definition natural. There is no guidance there. You're asking a question, and then based on the answer, you're going somewhere with it. And that's basic improv. Listen and respond. Don't preempt anything. Don't have jokes in your mind that you're trying to guide to. You're just having a conversation. You're being in that moment. And that part of being in that moment translates to anything that you do in life. Whether you're a professional on the spiritual end of the spectrum, whether you're a doctor, it's being in that moment. And radio is all about it.
You know, Alan, that's a very good point. And I've known I've experienced as a host over the last 3 years, I've really learned to trust my inner voice. When I have a thought that drops in, you know, that mm-hmm. may take me off track, and I don't know, maybe some of the other hosts on the show too have felt this, I trust it. You know, I trust it because what I also know is when I have a thought that drops in, and something I want to share, it's because someone listening to my show needed to hear that.
Yeah. Now that's an amazing point, and I'll interject and I'll let the ladies respond in a second. But I completely agree with you. All of a sudden, you know, people would be asking me a question, or I'm on the radio being interviewed on a topic, and I have, you know, my answers that I've thought about, and all of a sudden, when that question comes in, a different answer pops into my head. So I go with that, realizing that information is flowing through me, listening to myself as I'm speaking, only to realize, oh my God, that's a far better answer than I could have ever imagined. And that information flows through you. So whether you call that intuition, whether you call that channeling, whether you call that just trusting yourself, that's the way it works. And Blythe, I did that on your show, only to get compliments from you about, you know, being open and natural. And it was just that. I was trusting my inner voice that Jaden was referring to.
You know what? We have to trust our inner voice, because sometimes I will, you know, like I said, I'll have 6 to 7 talking points that I may ask my guest about. But sometimes I'll end the show and think, this was so great. We didn't talk about anything I thought we were going to talk about. But we did talk about what was so important. And it did have to do with the topic. But it just came in differently.
Right. All right.
Well,
so
can I just project something really quick here? Because
yeah,
I'm going to give an opposite point of view.
Okay.
I don't know if it's just you guys, or maybe it's just me, but sometimes my inner voice should have been told to shut up, or I say something stupid. I offended a lot of Boy Scouts when I told the story about this fat Boy Scout that won a gun because he sold the most popcorn and he sold like 9,000 cases. Like, what 10-year-old sells 9,000 cases? So I was blabbing on about this stuff. And you know what? I was wrong in the way I presented it. It wasn't the end of the world. Guess what? The next week I got back on the air and said, you know what? I'm so sorry that I told the fat Boy Scout story. I know I offended a lot of people. I didn't mean any harm. I just think if kids are going to get an award, they should do the work, not their parents taking it to FedEx to sell a bunch of product. That's my opinion, but I respect that I hurt some people's feelings, and I'm sorry I called the Boy Scout fat. You know, you move on, you go on. And it's not the end of the world. You can make a mistake.
Right, because again, this is live radio. And that's the whole point of live radio. Things happen, technical issues happen, which again prepares you for real life. Because if you stress about this, you're going to stress about everything else. Or you can go with the flow and just accept it. This is the way it is. I'm going to do what I can. I'm going to be natural. I'm going to just be one with that moment that we talked about. And by the way, you did use the fat Boy Scout story. I think you called him fat 4 or 5 times already. So you may have to apologize on your next show. But you know what? The fat Boy Scout was one of my favorite characters in the movie Up. You know, I love that that little kid, so I didn't get offended by that, Sandy.
Oh, good. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so you know, let's get back on point of why should people have the show. We talked about, you know, different professions that would enjoy that. Obviously, if you're an expert in any field, then this would be a way for you to expand your global reach. But establishing your brand, I mean, that's another reason for it. Sandra, would you expand on the brand expansion that you have done and how people can do it themselves?
Yes, absolutely. My brand is Motherhood Incorporated, and my company name is Motherhood Incorporated, and I employ moms to work from home in the tech fields. So the perception of my company was a bunch of moms sitting home in pajamas with curlers in their hair with a bunch of screaming babies, you know, getting your... And at the end of the day, when in reality, we are successful women entrepreneurs on the go. And I was able to, through my internet radio, my first show, Motherhood Talk Radio, that gets about 40,000 downloads a month, talk about some of the issues that moms have working from home. And I would say things on the air, like if my client says, I can't believe you're calling me with a screaming kid in the background, I'm going to say, don't ever call me at an airport. Don't ever call me from a coffee shop, because fair is fair. And I started laying the ground rules for the brand of my company that, you know what, there's a whole workforce out there, including military moms who have education, who have technical skills. With the technology today, we can bring technology to you affordably. You can get a price cut by working with the mom. All these good things that have to do with my brand, but we are moms working from home. And this has taken my company and blown the doors off. Because you can't sell this for sure.
No, that's true. How about you, Jaden? What have you found in terms of brand awareness?
Well, I think it's helped. It's one thing that feeds into my business. So I look at it as a feeder channel, you know, where mm-hmm. people can for free access me, you know, on via iTunes. So they're able to check in to see if I would resonate with them first. I mean, it's a great way to figure out whether or not we'd be a good fit to work together. And then the neat thing that I found is the folks that really resonate with my message, they'll seek me out like there's nothing that will stop them to getting with me and to working with me. That's been the amazing thing. It's like it's put me on a different level and a different playing field. And it's kind of given me a little bit of that celebrity status feel, you know, and that's been really helpful for building my business as well.
And you know what also is helpful on making you a celebrity? That tux that you were wearing. If anybody did not see that picture of Jaden and tux, that is what makes you look like a celebrity, my friend. Please share that with everybody. As a matter of fact, I may find it and I'm going to reshare that again.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, I got lots of single moms at home. I got lots of moms that need some eye candy.
Yeah. All right. See, Jaden, we're going to put that out there.
We're working it. Thanks, guys.
No, and you know, you bring up a point because it establishes you as a professional. Not only can people hear if they like you and they want to work with you, but it puts you in that position of an expert. You have a chance to share your wisdom. You have a chance to share your story. So you're not just you know, a guest. You are the host of the show. You are the expert. And Blythe, you know, what have you found in terms of brand awareness, establishing of yourself as a, you know, professional or an expert? Has that been of value in your business?
It's been a big value because it's interesting. I started, my first book is called Help My Baby Came Without Instructions. And I've done two of those. And then I just finished Help My Toddler Came Without Instructions last year. And it's funny because I developed my books because I worked in a preschool and a mom came in with a baby that was sleeping in her car seat for 5 months and didn't know what to do. And I went, I know what to do. And I went home that night and started writing. And the radio has been a great platform for me to not only, you know.
Perfect. And we'll come back to Blythe. But, you know, establishing yourself as a professional. Yeah, and there we go.
You know, not just a mom. I am a mom, but
yeah, you're also a professional. And you know, I forgot to mention this, but Sandra and Blythe, when you're talking about you know, mothers who are working out there, you know, military or otherwise, there is such a wonderful word that you know, has been a newer word, at least to me, over the last couple of years: mompreneur. And I love that word. Because there are so many things that women are doing, whether they're in the workforce or out, whether they're staying at home with a baby, but they're still doing so many things, and there are incredible businesses that are born out of that idea of a mom staying at home, not just helping other moms, but so many products out there right now. And many of those moms are on the radio, including my friend Amy Wright. So other things that I wanted to touch upon. I know we've alluded to this, but obviously, you know, as Jaden was saying, as Sandra was saying, and Blythe, it helps you generate leads, right? Because people are listening to you, they have a chance to believe in you, trust you, and then they seek you out. So there is a lead generation portion of it. In terms of income, I wanted to kind of bring this up towards the end of the show, but when we're talking about income possibilities, is it income in ways of people paying you for radio, or is it income because you're selling advertising, or is it income because your business is growing? What have you experienced, and I guess what would be your biggest one in terms of income? Let's start with Jaden.
Well, I don't have any advertisers on my show. I've always teed up my show as being uninterrupted. So I do a straight 30-minute, sometimes 45-minute show. So I'm not earning any money that way. I fund my show myself. But what I will say is my business increases 150% each and every year for the last 4 years. So my growth is huge, and I attribute a lot of it from my radio show.
Perfect. Well, that's very, very tangible and something that's quantifiable. Blythe, how about you?
You know what? It helps with my book sales. It helps with, I do in-home consults or telephone consults with parents. So I get my income that way. And I would like to have some sponsors as well because there's so many great products out there that could be advertised on my show. But basically my books, my consults, my speaking, my setting up infant rooms in preschools and toddler rooms.
Perfect. And Sandra, what about you?
Okay, I'm just going to be the money whore over here. I sell everything. You can pay to be on my show. You can pay for positioning. You can pay for me to promote a product if you send me free stuff first and I get to try it and can endorse it. I sell advertising on my show. I sell I sell downloads of my show. I remix downloads of my show on CDs that when I go to public appearances and I speak, I sell those $15 a pop for the best of. And you know what? People buy it. People like takeaways. So the show that I'm already producing, that I'm already paying for, I get people to pay for that. I have advertisers. I have sponsors. And then I turn around and repackage it, just pay a little bit of mixing price, put a little music around it, slap a nice cover on it, and boom, I've got a product that can be downloaded or sold. And all of that is ka-ching, 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 because I have braces to pay for, summer camp, and college to pay for. So I'm just the money whore on the show today.
No, and this is wonderful because we have such a difference between all of our guests, right? We have Jaden, who's on Blog Talk. We have Blythe and Sandra, who are TogiNet. There is a very different price point between those two. We have hourly shows. We have a 30 or 45 minutes. We have sponsors and not. And the thing that unites everybody is, one, you love doing it, and two, it's actually bringing money and bringing awareness into your business. So I think any way you slice it, for people, for myself and from our guests, we certainly would suggest for you to get on radio for many reasons that we've mentioned and hundreds more that we didn't have a chance to. Thank you all for listening. Thank you so much to our guests. I really appreciated the conversation and for you jumping on.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And everybody have a wonderful evening. We will speak to you next week on School of Human Potential Radio.
Thank you once again for listening to School of Human Potential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the program and are inspired to make a positive change in your life. For more information about the school, please like our Facebook page and visit www.schoolhp.com. To sign up for a session with Alan, please visit www.recalibrateyourlife.com or call 1-800-323-1619.